We are on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. We have one paper from the previous sugya. The Gemara had asked the Kasha that the Gemara said that the Simen of Karnayim is that that it has to be Mefutzolos, and Rashi said that Mefutzolos means that the horns have to branch out. So the Gemara asked, "Varei Tzvi, the aim of Futzolos, v'chel b'muta?" It seems this is not an absolute necessity that it should be Mefutzolos, because at Tzvi, the Karnayim are not Mefutzolos, v'afal pikein chel b'yizmuta. Let us see Tosfos, "Varei Tzvi she'ein Mefutzolos." Perish bekunteris tzvi ein ze she'onu koirim tzvi. The Gemara is asking now a kasha from a tzvi. This is not a deer that we call a deer. The avadai mufutzoli saying the kanayim of a deer branch out. Ala tzvi zeu oisoi she'onu koirim oisoi ashtanbuk. We called it either a wild goat or a gazelle. The karnayim shaloi einon mefutzoleis. The karnayim of this ashtambuk is not, does not branch out. Afal pikein, Hazal knew that the chaylev is muta. So kochoch, there has to be another simen for karnayim to make it a, that chelba should be muta. Rabbi Natam oima, no, but we call a tzvi, that is what Chazal here are calling a tzvi. The chazinen, because we see a deer, is all the simonim of what Chazal call a tzvi. Shein oiroi, marzik es besoroi. That means after you skin it, you can't, it shrivels the skin. Utsvi kainu kedama b'mesaches ksubes b'soif. V'chazin enami, we see another simen by a deer, what Chazal tell us a tzvi possesses. The b'shoshu yoshon, when a tzvi sleeps, einei achas psucho, one eye is open. V'mrine b'medrish yirashirim doime doide l'tzvi. Kav yochel de rabbi yishlom is doime l'tzvi. Matzvi ze b'shoshu yoshon einoi achas psuche, even though when he is sleeping, one eye is open. Kacha kodesh bohu b'shas goluson b'toroson shay Yisrael noisein einoi aleihem l'shamrom. So there's also a psichas ha'ayin, even though it would seem that there is a shina about hine lo yonam v'lo yishan shayme Yisrael. So memela kaponim, we see these are the characteristics of a tzvi, and the deer has these characteristics. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha she'ein mefutzolos? The branches of a deer, the kanaim of a deer branch out. Vahochi goras rabbeinu tam mevutzolos. Kloima zekufois. Brosheim kufois. Mevutzolos means that the horns are not completely straight. They bend. They're kof of brosheim. That is the taich mevutzolos. V'shel tzvi einam kfufais klav. A tzvi, the horns are straight. It's not kofuf la'achayrov. It is a straight horn. That's from these pictures in the Siches Chulon and the Art Scroll. That if you look at the horns of a tzvi, they're straight. U'mevutzolos, the word mevutzolos, loshen kfufov. Tfifa means bent. Kida omar b'kdushin perika omar. My mashma dai agam lishne the butslane he dachsiv halachev ka'agmein roishay. So it seems that it's a lotion of kfife. Afilo gasina mefutzalis. Afilo, we won't say the Rabbeinu Tam's girse, we'll say mefutzalis. Ein lochush, but the still is not a stira to the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The chamoy mefutzalisu. Many times in Chazal, a pei is machlev, and a vase is machlev with a pei. So memele mevutzoles means mevutzoles. Kedashim pei bakol ma'arvim, ba'avtzil zirte da'abakamay da'avtzil, ubi mishnai yishish bekama mekoymes hevker, bemokim hevker. So memele, I feel without the girse, we can assume that mevutzoles is equivalent to mevutzoles. That means that the karnayim have to be, that's one of the simonim of the karnayim of Achai, that the karnayim are kofuf bereisham, and the karnayim of a tzvi are not kofuf bereisham. Zog the Gemara weiter, bekeresh af al pi she'ein loy elo keren achas mutter. A keresh, even though it only has one keren, it's also mutter. Omar Rav Yehuda, ben the Sikha Sulun, wants to be mitzada, the keresh is a giraffe. Omar Rav Yehuda, Keresh Tamye Dibei Iloi. A Keresh is a tzvi of a certain forest, Dibei Iloi. This was, in this forest they had very, very large animals. So that is this, even though it looks different than a Poshet tzvi, but it's a tzvi, it's Tamye Dibei Iloi. Tagres Arye Dibei Iloi. The tiger in this forest is the arye of this forest. This is the arye of this forest. Let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. So Rashi, Keresh Tayim Balaz, it's a name of a forest. Tagris lo yisparish lom heiche arin. But who's talking about a tiger now? How does this come in? So the Tiferes Yaakov wants to say that even though we're saying that a keresh is a mean tzvi, it's a type of a tzvi, even though he's different than all other tzviim, but he's in this forest they have mishune the ketzviim, but it is miyosoi that mean, just like a tiger is also a mean arye. That means it's not, one should not be nispoil from the different looks and characteristics, but this is the same mean. Omar Rav Kahane, Peshe Amhosa Havi Bein Une Lo Une Da Arye Devei Ilo. It seems this Arye Devei Ilo, Tagris Arye Devei Ilo, the tremendous animal, they says there are 9 ames between one ear and the other ear. That means that there's such a wide head that that is the distance from one ear to another ear. Omar Rav Yosef, Shitza Amosa Havi Mashrei De Tavye De Ve'ilo. Rav Yosef said the height of a Tavye De Ve'ilo is 16 Amos. So that would, this we could understand that it's a giraffe. Rashi says, Moshchei Orchoi. What does he taste with? The Keresh, Afalpi, Shein Bay Ala Keren Achas, Chel Bay Muta. Even though it has one Keren, this is the Lachai, and it is Muta. Vim Teimer, Peperik, Pamem Adlikin Omar, Tachash Keren Achas, Soyeloi Bimitzchoi. The tachash that was used for the to cover the Mishkan, Michse tachash milamailom. So this tachash, hoyeloi b'mitzchoi, here the keren b'mitzchoi, the toir hoyo. And this was a chaya toiro. And how do you know it was a chaya toiro? With the Omar of Yehudim, the Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Sher shehikrib odam arishim keren achas hoyseloi b'mitzchoi. So the pashtis, the Gemara wants to prove to us that since it has a similarity to the Sher shehikrib odam arishim that also had one keren, and that was toyo, so this tachash that is similar to the shoshik of the marishin is mistamed, since it's similar, and the chetayni is mistamed similar halachadik. Rektaisvis vehechi daik midrav Yehuda shoyo tachash toyer. How can you bring a raya from Rav Yehuda that the tachash was a mean toyer? Valoi kol oison sheyesh lam keren achas einam shavit. Deike kereshu chaye b'sherishu behime. That means, if you say the chitzainius is more than the pnimius, then you have a mahala. That means that we see, I don't know if the tachash was Torah Tomet. I say, well, the tachash had one keren. And we see Sher Sheikrib Adam Arishin also had one Keren. So we see that in with Medamed, since they both have a similar Chetzaini, some both are toy. Hektaisvis, but the Chetzaini is not more than the Pnimius. Vaharaya, a Keresh also has one Keren. A Keresh is a Chaya. So now let me ask, what is that Tachash? Chaya or Behime? That you don't know. And you can't prove it from you can't prove it from a Keresh or from the Sher. We don't know what a Tachash is. So Al Kochach, one Keren does not necessarily mean that it's similar to that Nivra that has one Keren. It could be a Behem, it could be a Chaya, and it could be Tomei also for practical purposes. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Yesh loyma, so Taisva says, the Samech Amasnis in the Bosom. That what the Gemara, not Samazai, since it has one Keren, some Samet similar to the Sheir, Shehikribo, the Marishan that also had one Keren, so Al Kochach it's Toyer. No. The Samech Amasnis in the Bosom. The Choshe Yesh loy Kanayim, Yesh loy Tlafai. The Mishnah says, the Meseches Nidim, that every Nivra that has Karnayim is Toyer. Yesh loy Tlafayim. It's Toyer. Karnayim is a Simen Antara. Fine. But the Mishnah says that Karnayim is a Simen Antara. Mestome afilu bekeren achas ayri. Mestome, one Keren also was a Simen Antara. Midi yashkehen sher shehikrib odam arishin shekeren achas oise bemetzchei v'toyer. That is pshat. That means the yesoid of the raya that it's toyer is not from because the sheshik emodem orishin keren achasoyis is the raya that it's toyer. The yesoid is, the Mishnah says a klal, when there's karnayim, it's toyer. It has, it's mavneses parse. It's toyer. No, I would say, but the Mishnah is speaking about two karnayim. So that I'm bringing a raya that one kerem is also toyer. So memele, so now I have the right from the Mishnah, kosher yeshle kanaim yeshle tlofai. ומי הוא כמו כן היו יוכל לדקת מקרש, תוך אז הנה שאין לו אלא קרן אחת, ומה לגרע מאפריס פרס, אז הנה אפשר בין דווקא פעם אדם הראשון, כדו בוט פעם קרש אוסו, but that's all what the Gemara wants to bring, that is no tnai of karnayim. אחי גרסינן שיצה אמסה הווה מושך כתוב ידבר אלו that the length of the קרש which is תב ידבר אלו is 60 numbers לא גרסינן אריה that the length of the אריה is 60 numbers תפילו בין אונה לאונס לאי תשע אמסה from one ear to the other ear is already 9 Amis, and came Moshchei 2 Mishitza, so the length is Isha more than Shitza Amis. Now we can give up a whole omid of Agadatis, which some of them are very difficult to understand. Amalei Kesa Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Alekeichem ka'aryeh mosel. He said, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is nimshal to an aryeh. Perceive aryeh shohag mi lo yira. He's speaking about that the yira that an over here is mekabu nevuim, so he's mamshal it to an aryeh. The nevuim of the Rabbeinu Shloilom is ashagas aryeh. Aryeh shohag mi lo yira. Al koponim Agavuche the Shloa Kodesh and others say that this Pasuk Aye Shoig Mila Yiro is Maramez on the Yomim Nairoim Aye is Rosh Teves Elo Rosh Hashone Yom Kippurim and Oshan Rabbet. That's the Aye Shoag Mila Yiro. But these are Yomim Nairoim that if a person would realize the magnitude of these days, Mila Yira, Shagas Aryeh. Abo Kaponim, the Kesar told Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Nimshal to an Aryeh. My Revusai, so what's his godless? What is the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom? Parshe Kotel Aryeh, he can have a Gibber, can go and kill an Aryeh. An Aryeh is not so strong, they're the stronger ones than an Aryeh. Amalei, and this, the Masha says, he was Kaifer v'yecheles Hashem. You see, that is how the Nevi'im depict the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's an Aryeh, it's a Mamela. The yecheles of an Aryeh is Ichemukbo. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, Lavka hay Aryeh Mosel. We're not speaking about a poshita Aryeh that a parsha can kill him. Ka Aryeh Devei Lo Mosel. We're talking about this Yar Devei Lo, there the animals are much stronger and much greater. That means Ka Aryeh Devei Lo Mosel. Omalei, so the Kesar said, Beinin the Maxis lay Nelly. I would like to see it. You told me that the mention was by an eye of the Beilo. Let us see this eye of the Beilo. Omalei le Motzis Chosis lay. Can't see it. I mean, these are in the very dangerous places. Yar the Beilo. Who can get in there to see this eye? You can't. Amalei, Ivra, Chazinalei. But the Kesar did not take no for an answer. He says, I want to see it. And if the Kesar says he wants to see it, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did not have too much of an answer. Boy Rachme. So he was mispalo that the Rabbeinu Shloilom should take out an Aryeh Devei Lo and to bring it to Smelach should see what an Aryeh Devei Lo is like. Is Aker Miduchtei. So it left this Yar and started approaching where the city where they were. Yava Malchik Arba Meya Parsi, when it was forced Parsi away, Niyim Chad Kola. So it roared one call, is Apilu Kol Mabarte. So all the Noshim Muboris from this coil, they were Apple. Vishura Doroimi Nofel, and the wall of the of Roimi fell in. That was from this coil. And he's approaching, he's getting closer. Ad the Marchik Klasmeya Parsi, Niyim Kol Achino. He wore the second coil. Natir Kichi Vishini de Gavri. So the teeth fell out from this roar. Vafu Nofel Mikusayulare. In this case, he fell off his throne. He fell on the ground. Somebody, there was so much trembling or there was so much apacha that he fell on the ground. Omalei, so he told Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya ben Matusa Minoch, Boy Rachmi Alei de Lehedda Leduchte. Maybe Bimis Pali should go back. He shouldn't get closer. He's close enough. I see already what this Ayat the Ve'ilo is like from Tirja Pals away. Let us see Rashi. Moshe Orkoi Arye Shoad Milo Yiro Kach Hashem Alekim Dibe Mule Yenove Ereshenim Shaloi Pashek Parsha Kotel Arye Odom Giber Herges Ari The Maxis Nelei Larye Dever. I want to see this Arye Dever Yiloh. Ivre Emes Aniroitzele Reisa. I want to see him. I won't take no for an answer. Val Kol Chache Tzorech Atel Areisa Eli. That was, he's a melech, a keiser. Apilu Kol Mabarto, Yipilu Kol Anoshim Amuboris. Let us see Taisvis. Noto Kichi Vishini. Mikan Mashme, the Kichi Lehave Achanichayim. Shekerim Yansibish. That means others wanted to say that Kichi were the gums. Shaisa mein darken lipel. That the gums don't fall out, teeth fall out, but gums don't fall out. Achen ha-teis bin zanodah rai, kad ashkechen ba'ar be'psoch mam le'rab le'brei le'sishti shama, sama, that's one. One tivoy, and another thing, leitaka kichi, you shouldn't tear out, you shouldn't be oiker a tooth. You shouldn't remove a tooth. So it also seems from over there that it's Agmara says kichi are bar nefile, thereby says it's a bar akire, the gums are not one of these two. Alakichi hems ashinayim achroinim atoichnim amachol. Kichi are the molars in the back which grind the food. Ishinayim hem ashinayim shalafonim. These are the front teeth. Chena me esa besori bishini metagaminon eto besori bekichi. Al kaponim we see that it's a type of a tooth. That's what Taisus had said. Amale Kaiser Lab Yeshua ben Hananya, Boinin de Echsile le Kaiche. I want to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Amale le Motzis Chosis le. You can't see him. Amale Ivra. I don't take no for an answer. I want to see him. Ozel ukme lahadi yoyme b'tkufas tamas. So he went, he took him out in tkufas tamas, opposite the sun. There was a brilliant sun shining. Amalei istakel bay. She said, look at the sun. Amalei le motzina. I can't look at the sun. It's too brilliant. Amalei yoima, the sun. The chad mimishamshe, the kaimikami, the kutshe berichu. These are one of the shamoshim that oimed lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amret loy matzino li istakla bei. You say you can't look at it. Shchina loy kolshke. How can you go and be mistako? Shchina. Amalei keiser le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Beino the itzvus lay nama lelekeichel. I want to prepare a suda for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The means of his holiness, spoil it, godless Hashem. He sees what an Aryeh is. He sees what the Shamoshim. She wants to be meichen a suda. Chassam Sofer says he wanted to be makir b'kol. But he wanted that there should be Nama, Kobani, Lachmi, Lisha. I wanted that they should come in Hashemayim to be Mekabel the Kob. I mean, it's a Kob from a Kesa, so he wanted an Eish min Hashemayim. Amalei Lei Motzis. You can't. Am I? Why can't I? She says, Nefishi Chilvosei. I mean, Rabbi Shalom doesn't come along. There's a lot of chayolis that come. And when Rabbi Shalom comes with the chayolis, you have to make sure the chayolis also, if you want to bring a kov, you have to make sure the chayolis also get what they need. I mean, you can't, Rabbi Shalom comes with chayolis. I'm la ivre. So I want that. Good. I'll prepare for the chayolis and for the Rabbi Shalom. Amalei, Paik Tzavis Laguda de Revisa. Go on the shore of Revisa. Revisa was a river. The Revicha Alma, that is very, it's a very big place. I'm thinking there's a lot of chayolas. So, you have to prepare a lot. So, go there on the shore, that's an open place, and there you can prepare your kol. Torach shite yachi kaita. So 6 months of the summer he was tereach to prepare. There's other chayolas and thus, and he was preparing his kolben. Osa zike konshe liyama. So came a big wind and everything that he prepared went into the yam. No, he wasn't daunted. Torach shite yachi de sisve. The next 6 months of the winter he also was tereach. Now a rain came and everything went into the yam. Amalei mayhai. What is this? He's working so hard. Amalei hani kenoisi zalchui da'osu kamei. He said, I told you there's a lot of chayolas. These are like the janitors that come in front to clean up. So first they sweep up and then they go and they wash up. I mean, these are from the chayolis, let's see what Rashi says. La de yuma negad ha-shemesh, de itzvus lay nama asake lay sude, de gude de revise, al sfas nahor shashmei revise. De reviyach alme, liskabit sham chayolisa. We need a big place, the Rabbein Shalom comes with his chayolis. Unis Kaben, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya had something else in Lamakim Shetai Ruach Sheletas by. That's what he had Kabone. So to deter him with this big Suda. Kenashi Eliyama, Tiyate Eliyama, it blew it into the Yam. So he told them, Kinoisei Mechabde Abayis. Zalchoi malbite yabayis, b'mayim ibnei ova koilo. Kvar hein kolu lechul kills that. That means these were the janitors that came up, so they had to clean up the place. So they took care of the, I mean, these are the haschol of the chayolis. They want to clean up, so they took care of that. So they saw it was, after 6 months, he can only take care of the janitors or the sweepers. The male is not capable of preparing a suda. Amalei Bas Kesa L'Rabbi Yeshua, Hananya, now the daughter of the Kesa, also came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Alokeichem Nagrahu, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is a carpenter, a builder, receive Amekore v'mayim al Yosef. He covers b'mayim al Yosef his aliyah. Spice states there's an aliyah, there's a second floor. So he's a builder. Emele denaved li chodo masterisa. He should make for me a pelech. That's how others learn. So that's how the Oruch learns Pshan. Pelech is, when they used to spin threads, they used to take the fibers, used to hold the fibers, and then with a pelech, the spindle, I think, they used to go and make the threads. You should make a pelech for me. Some sefer says, that this is, it means the Oruch, this is H, Shekirchen Olov, Hute Pishten Hanitvin La'arige. He says that when a person is, well, let's just say what a Nagar is, then we'll see later as the city progresses. He says, a person who builds a house, he accomplishes two things. It is mafrid bein b'nei kol ha'olam livnei habayis. That means a house separates the people from the people in the house. That means a house is b'koyach to be mavdo, the people in the house from the outside. And at the same time, it is mechaba, the people in the house. Because we'll see, she wanted to do the same thing. Perhaps a pelech, you have the fibers, and you take the fibers away, and you make them into threads. She wanted to do something, we'll see later, she wanted to do something perhaps more than that. Bekitzer, she wanted nevedly chode masterisam, that I should be able to have a pelech to wind around the fibers into threads, to spin them into threads. Omale lechaye, fine, I'll be taken care of. Boy rachme alo, he was mespalo, ve'ingo, she became a mitzvah. Now, they had a minig in Rome that all the mitzvahim had a special shuk of all the mitzvahim. They used to give them a spindle, and they used to spin threads. And the people who passed by used to behave rachmanis of them, even mispalul on them. So he made with mispalul that she should become a mitzayre. Oisva b'shuki deraymi v'yav yulon, and then they gave her misterisa dahave nehigi. That was the minig in Rome, the whole demand geberoyme yovele masterisi v'yosav b'shuke v'sosar doylele ki heichi delechsi inchi v'leboi rachmi olay. The Chassam Sofer says that it could be pshat in the inyan of a mitzayre is, he's a mesaper loshen hara, and he's mafrid bein advekim v'tikunai lechaber nefrode. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. That was the mitzayroim, in Mitzrayim, that's what, that was their tikkun. It seems in Rome they also were makir this. So Chakel said they used to put all the Mitzrayim together, and they used to do this pula of spinning threads, and that's a Indian of Mechaber Nefrodim. And normally a Mitzrayim speaks Lashon Hara is mafrid bein hadveikim. So Bekitzah, she was spinning threads. Omar lo, so so Al Kaponim, he was Mespal, she should be a Mitzrayim. She became a Mitzrayim. They kicked her out of the palace, and she was together with all these Mitzrayim. Yoim Echad, Ave Kocholev Hosom, Ave Shosra, Ave Sosra, Doiluli, Bishuke Dereimoy. Omar lo, so he asked her, Shapirta, Masterisa, Dioivla, Chalaka, you like, you said that you wanted that Rabbi Shom should give you the spindle to, the Zugestalter spindle. I mean, that's what you wanted. Chassam Sofer says she really wanted something else. She really wanted, the Medrash says that Rabbi Shom is Mezabek Zavugim. So that means he's Mechaber, Alkein Yazav Ishes Ovivim Vedovik Beishtoi Yemafrid Mibesam Mechabro. That was, so that's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. That was the Shakla Vatayah over here. Just like Abayis is Mafrid, the Bnei Abayis from the Oilom. And it is also Mechabel, the Bnei Habayis, Zayim Zayim. So she wanted to be like the Rebbeinu Shlom, be Mezavik Zivugim. That she should be capable of being Mezavik Pasig Zivugim. So she'd also be Mafrid, the Chosen, the Kala from their Bayis, Alkein Yazavishas Ovi Vimoy, and she'll be Mechabel them together. That's what she said she wants, and that is this pu'ula of spinning threads, but she meant in the hecher oifen, but he was mispalo that she should be a mitzayre and takert, and that's oifen, that she's like a spinning thread, she's being mechaber and nefrodim, she takes from the separate fibers and she spins them into single threads. So yes, if she likes this. So she said, Amrolei, so she told him, Eimaleila lekecha lishko my deyoivli. Tell him to take it back already. Amma lo elakodi don meyev yoiv mishko leishoko. He gives, he doesn't take back anymore. Whatever he gives, and it's yours already. That's, you're stuck with it. Oma Rav Yehuda Shoyer Karsoson Uparsoson. A Shoyer, he says, the characteristics of a Shoyer, it has a large stomach, broad stomach. Uparsoson, it has broad feet, and also maybe makes broad steps. That's a Shoyer. Rav Reishe, it has a large head. The Rav Gnufsei, it has a large tail. The Chilufei Bechamra, the Sichas Chula makes a picture that seems the Chamor does not have these characteristics. The Main Afkemino, the Mekke Chamemka. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Mishkel Loishakel, Ateve Mishenosna, Sher Darke Lias Karseson, Aparseson, Balkeres Rechove, Prosais Rechoveis. Gnupse is Nove. So it's upset. Like Abi Meker and Memker, when the one is looking for a good shirt, I mean, they should have, or a good chamoyer, they should have these characteristics. Now another memory. Mamar Rav Yehuda, Sher Shehikriv Odom Arishain, Karen Achas, Heisaloi B'mitzray. Odom Arishain was Makab HaKorban on Shabbos. He saw that it became night. Leil Shabbos, he thought that's the end. When he saw that it became light Shabbos, so he was Makab HaKorban. Toitet, he thanked the Rabbeinu Shloilom. This year, Shehikriv Odom Arishain, Karen Achas, Pesa Loi B'mitzchoi, so there was one Karen, one horn. Shenema V'sitav La'ashem, Mishoyer Po, Makrin Marfis. That it should be better to the Rabbeinu Shalom from the Shoyer that Odom Arishain was Makriv, Makrin Marfis. We'll see exactly what this means. But al kaponim, so makrin means sedumoyes makrin tarti mashmit, seems to have two karnayim. Amar Rav Nachman makron ksiv, the ksiv is makron or mikeren. So al kaponim it had one keren. So in the middle of that show it had one keren. Va Amar Rav Yehuda show shehikrib odom arishin. Karnov koidmois leparsoisov, shenema besitav lashem, mishoyer po, makrin matris. Makrin bereshe, bohoda mafris. Mesaile Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kalmaisi bereshes, bekaimosa nivru, redaita nivru, Pitzibyoinam nivru. Shenema vayichulu ha-shamayim ba-oretz v'chol tzevom, al tikrei tzevom elo tzibyoinam. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, makrin mafis b'shoyr shal odom arishin koi, the show that he was makriv, karma Karnov koidmin lepar soysov. Shekol shvorim, all shvorim par soysayim neildoisimo. They're born with hooves. The karnoisayim gdeilim lachemikan, and the horns come later. Avol shel maise bereishis, this shoyer that was from the shoyer maise bereishis, bekaimosam nivru. Now bekaimosam means that they were a kaimish lema, they were born complete. It means nothing had to grow to it should acquire its shlemus. Became nos by mosam nivru, they were created complete, ubekarnayim, and they were created with karnayim already. That means they did not grow into a state of godless, they were created gedolim. Ulsheyotza min haoretz, and when the sheir came out from the oretz, roishay tchile, so first the head came out, nimsu shakodmu karnoisov leparsoisov, so comes out, makrin mafris, that the karnayim came out before the feet came out. Now, if it wouldn't be bekaimosam, if they weren't created bishleimis, so then a fellow the reish comes out, but the karnayim don't come out. They have to wait till the karnayim grow. But since it was bekaimosam, that they were created bishleimus, the memele, so was makrin mafris. So the Kanaim came out before the process. B'kaimasa nivru, so Rashi says, Ulefichach, therefore, kadmu karnaisa. That's why the karnayim came first. Shreim einaitzu, v'yotzu tchile. Since he was created with karnayim, so that's why they came out first. V'hainu shoyr po. V'sitiv la'ashem mishoyr po. What does that mean? So Rashi says, B'yoyim shahoyo shoyr, when the day that he was a shoyr, hoyo godol kepah, he was as big as a pah. What does that mean? Shoyr ben yoyimoy kori shoyr. Kudersiv shoyr ki yevolei. When he's born a shoyr already. Paul came alone, ben shalosh, in order to be called a Paul, he's to be 3 years old. But this was when he was born, shoyr ki yevolei, he was a Paul already. He had the maturity of a Paul. So mamela says, makrin mafris. So he had karnayim already. And the karnayim came before the process. So the Gemara says, you said it had one horn. Makrin tarti mashme, shekein stam shvorim. So the Gemara says, that makron ksiv. So now we darshan from the tzva'am, Rabbi Shua ben Levi darshan kol ma'ase bereishis, Bekoimosa nivru, ledaita nivru, betzivyoinam nivru. So let's see what Rashi says. Ledaitam shahidiyam sheyivraim behem neusu. This is a very difficult concept to understand. But speaking about ledaitam, that means every nivra was maskim to be created. It was done ledaitam, wasn't done. That means every nivra was maskim. Litzivyoinam bitmus shebacharu lahem, and also the form that each nivra had, they chose this form. That means every nivra was maskim to the form, or shabachalam, they chose this form. That's how they should be created. Tzivyoyna. Let us see Taisvis. Bekaimosam nivru. So, leboi lemeima shenivru ba'amide. Tamrini beperik echadine momenis, gabi odam horishin, revius nisrika boy neshame, chamishis omadal raglov. So you see, odam horishin was not nivro bamide. Chamishis omadal raglov. Elo bekaimosam hainu shen nigmero kol kaimosam mitchilosam. They were created, their whole kaima was nigmar, but that's what the kaimosa means, bishlei musa. Artikrei tzivoom, elo tzivyoinom. Vayichulu ha-shamayim v'oretz v'chol tzivoom, tzivyoinom. The Gemara darshins 3 things from this pasuk. Kaimosam, datom, yeah. So Teishu says, Perish ba'orus tekulu nafku mitzivyoinam. This says, shuhu da'orus says, shuhu loshin yoifi. Kamoi litzvi ulasif orus. So they were created, okay, this is different than Rashi's pshat. They were created with their beauty. Uma'acher shehein biyoif yom. They were created with their beauty. So zehu bekaimosam, that is after they acquire their maturity, their shleimus, ulidaitom, and they acquire the maximum of the das that they will have. So everything is merumes in tzivyoinam. Let's look on the side. V'zeh loshin ha'oruch. Kol ma'isa bereshis lekeimosam nivru l'tzivyoinam nivru perish lekeimosam g'doylem meleim. They were large. V'loik tanim shetzrichim legadol. But they have to grow yet. That's their beauty. They have their shleimus already. Ledatam nivru v'loike das hatinoikes. Peshu tzibyoinam loshin yoifi kamay letzvi. So, kaimosam we learn out from tzibyoinam. Tzibyoinam means beauty, and that includes kaimosam and daitam. That's what Tosfos learned shot. V'oid yesh loimar de kaimosam nofik miloshin hatzovet. Standing. So the Mephoshim say so it's a stira with the previous Taisus. Taisus says Kaimosan does not mean standing. Still, Taisus would arrive from Oda Marishin, Amad al-Raglov. So Mishis Amad al-Raglov. So this is a stira with two Taisus. Let us just go a little further. Dorash Rabbi Chanina Bar Popper. Yehi chvoid Hashem lo ilam, ismach Hashem b'maisav. Posuk ze sar ha'ilam omroi. The sar ha'ilam said this posuk, ismach Hashem b'maisav. V'sho shoma kadish polchu leminayu b'ilonais. When there was a tzibui that the ilonais should grow leminayu, each mean, seems the minim should be muvdolim. Nasu deshoim kal v'chayma. So the shoim made a kal v'chayma ba'atzman. Im retzoynei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'erbuvyeh. Rabbi Shlomo wants that things should be mixed up and not separate. Lama oma l'mineyu b'ilonet. So why did he say that they should be, that the minim should be muvdolim? Va'oid kal v'chayma, u'ma ilonoish, shein darken lotzeis berbuvye, u'ma kodesh bochul mineyev, that means the normal teva of ilonois is not to grow berbuvye. They're large and they need space for each ilon. Akaponim afalpikein, there was a tzivui lemineyu, ono alachas kama bekama. Miyad kol echad ve'echad yotzo leminoi. So the shoyim, without a tzibui, when it's grew leminoi. Posach sach ha'ilam ba'omar yehi chvoid Hashem la'ilam yismach Hashem b'maisa. Let us see Rashi. Sach ha'ilam malach ha'mamune. Bilonis nemo lemineu, aisabhi lemineu, avul besom lenemo, betzabo osom lemineu. Avul beitziosom nema mazriya zera lemineu. So by stois without a tzivui, that's how they grew. So they made a kalvachayme, shayndakom lotzeis parvuvye, shrek doylem hang. They're cloud, they don't mix up and intertangle so easy. Sharek doylemein, they're large, van feyim rubim, they have a lot of branches. Vein ruyim li godol ritzufim, they can't grow one next to the other. Utrufim, ki ime fuzor, va'af al pikein, o makodish boch, lemineu, sheyeitze kol ilam ba'atzmoy, there was a besunder ritzibri, v'rochek mechaveiroi, that there should be a heker between one tree and another tree. Onu, sherabim onu, much more, v'darkeinu lotzeis tchufim umamobovim, v'im nizhorim lotzeis kolesa v'lavat reyinonu nikorim zemizeh. Al achas kamo v'kamo, that we have to see that when we come out, which should be Laminei. Is Yitzmach Hashem b'maisav shekulon zehirin b'mitzvoisav. I mean, the Shoyim want to do the Ratzon Hashem, they made a Kal Vachayim, even though there was no Tzivui. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis, Posig Ze Sar Ha'olam Omri. So now we're speaking, there's a Sar Ha'olam. So who is this Sar Ha'olam? So Taisvis has a problem. Lefi Ma Shemefoshim, Chanoich ze matatrem. Meforish that Chanoich is matatrem. K'moi sheyosa da payit. Hakif matatrem. V'sar hanepach la'esh mi boso. So, matatrem was Chanoich. Chanoich became matatrem. Bo'oimer. And they also say, the hu sar ha'ilam, matatrein is the sar ha'ilam, k'moshe yoset ha'payit, another payit, sar ha'mishoreis nar nikra, hu matatrein ha'nichbod v'hanoira. So, matatrein is called a nar, v'mrinen b'per kama diyevomis, fine. So now we know Matatrin is called a nar. And now, it says in Yevomis, Nar ha-yisi gam zakanti v'loi ra-yisi tzadik nezov, posik says, sar ha-olam omri. So now, so l'chayre, we hear from the second piyut that Matatrin is called a nar. The first piyut we have, that Chanoich was matatrein. We have a gemara in Yevomis that says that the matatrein is sar ha'olam, nar ha'yisi gam zakanti, sar ha'olam omri. So these three mamorim are not gefelach, but gefelach is agemara. Because agemara says, v'kosha mikant, the mashme de sar ha'ilam oye b'sheishes yimei b'reishes. So that's a problem. So, and here it says that the sar ha'ilam was chanoich. So our gemara is a problem. How, if the matatrin is the sar ha'ilam and sar ha'ilam is chanoich, so chanoich wasn't b'sheishes yimei b'reishes. Here it says sar ha'ilam was the one that said yichvei d'Hashem lo'ilam. Vishemo agodes heim shechalukes zuazu. Maybe it's a machlekes agodes, a machlekes medrosh. Mumisha soiva the matatrain usar ha'ilam. That means the first payet that says that chanoich is matatrain doesn't say the matatrain is sar ha'ilam. The second one that says that, Sar Meshoris Nar Nikra Humatatrain, and the Gemara says in Yevomis that Nar Yisi Sar Ha'ilam said, so why says Nar is Matatrain, Nar Yisi Sar Ha'ilam, so maybe there's a machlokes. They hold tak it's not Chanoich. Inami Mashe Kora Payet Lematatrain Nar Loi Bishvil Aposik Shal Nar Yisi. Alafisha kosu b'sefer yisifun do matatrin yesh lo yisheva shemes v'choshev nar. Gam atzina de nar shemalachu k'vasiv rutz ala nar haloz. So memele, so it could very well be that the sar ha'ilam is not matatrin. God matatrin is called nar, but he's not, we see malachim also called nar, matatrin is seven shemes. Then it could very well be that Chanoich is matatrein, and that is not sar ha'olam. The sar ha'olam God only said nar ha'yisi, but that's not matatrein. Sar ha'olam is someone else, so then it will be good argument.